Welcome back here to Cowan's Drugstore. Max is covered in the Coach's Corner, and we certainly am happy that you could join us here as we get a chance to recap some exciting action in high school basketball last night. Last night, Tigers back in conference play as they prepared for the Danville Warriors, and the Tigers were on the spot early and got the victory, 63-46. To talk about his kids' performance last night is Tigers head coach Albert Hendricks. Albert, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for joining us here, and hats off to you and the kids on a job well done last night. Nice to get a win over Danville.
Yeah, it's always good to get a conference win, and, you know, Danville's been the nutcracker of our conference for a while, and we kind of got out right away and got a good lead and got started, and our kids played hard, and we hit some shots early, and that was that really helped us.
Talk to me about the scouting report on Danville. Obviously, the Lawrence kid is going to be a big concern, but what else about this Danville team that concerned you and really stressed to the kids this week?
Just their size and their athleticism. You know, they're long and lanky, and they, you know, do a very nice job in their 1-3-1 half-court trap and creates a lot of tough passes for guards that are smaller. And I felt like last night our kids did a nice job this week in practice and preparing for that, and we were able not to turn it over. I think we only had 4 turnovers in the first half and had 0 in the first quarter. So, you know, I think that was the big key last night, is we just handled their what their strength was, their press and their trap. Last year we had a really hard time with both of those, especially the press late in the game. And so I felt like our kids did a nice job this week in practice and preparation for that.
Again, talking with Albert Hendricks here on this segment of the Coach's Corner, breaking down the Tigers' win last night over Danville, 63-46 was the final. Start of any game is so crucial to how the flow of the game will develop, and I thought your kids were on point, and certainly Jake Burns couldn't have started much better than he did last night.
Yeah, Jake kind of had a rough weekend last weekend, and he got focused this week, and he got some open looks, which you know, he just knocked down, and it was a great start for him and our team.
And so he gets off to a good start. Jake Burns had 12 in the first quarter. Corbin Sloggett also able to chip in with 5 points in that first quarter. And Caden Lark, who got the start last night, was able to add 4. So good contribution from 3 kids, and the offense is off and running.
Yeah, you know, we're starting to get some offense from those guys, and I think that's hopefully what's going to make us a pretty good team. As the year goes on, you know, we've got all of our guys in the top 7 or 8 guys can score. You know, Landon Fouts is probably the one that doesn't score a lot of points for us on a regular basis, but he does so many other things that, you know, rebounding and defending, and he's just basketball smart. So, you know, the other guys, you know, we've had some guys that have had some bad nights, and then, you know, you've got 2 or 3 or 4 other guys that have picked it up. So, you know, I feel like if we can kind of get all those guys on the same page, you know, by the end of the season, hopefully we can make a nice little run at the end.
Again, we're visiting here with Coach Hendricks on this segment of the Coach's Corner, as the offense was playing exceptionally well. The defense was good, too, holding a Danville to just 8 points to get the game started. Talk to me about the effort the kids were putting in on that end of the floor.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Danville's got, you know, Lawrence, who's 6'7" kid, and, you know, we really, other than Caleb Linton, we probably didn't have a lot of guys that are physically strong enough to handle him. And, you know, we started with Jack, and he picked up a quick foul, and, you know, we put Caleb in, and Caleb was able to body with him and be physical with him. And so I thought Caleb Linton did a really good job on the defensive end last night of you know, making it tougher on Lawrence. And you know, they're just, like I said, they have some size, their athleticism. They like to get the ball to the high post and down low, and we were able to kind of take away that somewhat. And, you know, defensively, we've usually been pretty good throughout the years, and we gave up 19 points in the third quarter. I was a little disappointed in that, but when you're playing against a good opponent, they're going to have that run, and Danville did that in the third quarter. Luckily, we had a sizable lead that, you know, we had to take a timeout and kind of fix our mentality defensively, and after we did that, I think we were in pretty good shape.
Again, Albert Hendricks along with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. So first half offensively, you couldn't ask for a much better play out of your kids, as you ended up with 41 points at halftime. Danville able to score 12 in the second quarter, but still, nonetheless, that's a good point total, 41 at halftime.
Yeah, 41 for us is really good. We're trying to, you know, get close to between 55 and 65 every night. And so, you know, if we can do that, hopefully our defense does a good enough job. And I think we have all year, with the exception of Kokomo. And, you know, certainly that's a different animal, you know, on our schedule. And so, I just think that our kids are getting locked in, and we certainly got a lot of room for improvement defensively. So hopefully we continue on the path we're on.
Again, visiting here with Coach Hendricks on this segment of the Coach's Corner. I had to figure that Danville would make a run, and that run did come in the third quarter. And we saw Owen Collier get going for the Danville Warriors. Caden Collins and also Evan Lawrence, their big man inside, also began to score some points. So they finally were able to get some things going and made it interesting. But as you mentioned, the Tigers did have a big enough lead to keep them in arm's length.
Yeah, you know, again, they're just they're the type of team that doesn't quit. They play hard, and they always have. And you know, the coaching staff there does a great job of scouting and preparation. And, you know, whenever you play them, it's really who hits shots and who takes care of the basketball on that given night is probably going to win the basketball game.
In the end, though, Tigers defensively were strong in the fourth quarter, held Danville to just 7 points. And that's key. And as I look here, I don't think did they even make a trip to the free throw line in the fourth quarter. I don't think they did, or if they did, it was a miss.
Yeah, not many. It did seem like in the first half that there were a lot of fouls called on both teams. I mean, I know it was, I think we had 10 fouls pretty quick in the first half. And at one point it was 9-3 on the fouls. And then all of a sudden it was 10-10. So, I don't know how many free throws they shot on the night. I think we shot 17 or 19. I'm not sure how many they shot, but I thought we did a better job. We got in foul trouble early in the game, and I thought we did a better job of adjusting defensively and not picking up some dumb fouls.
Yeah, Landon Fouts able to lead the Tigers in the fourth quarter, ended up with 5 points. Caden Lark had four in the fourth quarter. Corbin Slonkin hit a couple free throws to kind of keep the Warriors at bay, and again the Tigers go on to win 63-46. Again, Danville only able to record a total of 3 field goals in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know, the first quarter they got 8 points, and the last quarter they got 7. And, you know, I think that was a big factor. You know, that kind of happened to us at Kokomo. We had a really bad first quarter and a really bad last quarter, and the result was we got beat, you know, pretty handedly. So you just can't have 2 quarters in a game where you're scoring 8 and 7 points or 6 and 5 points. And, you know, when that happens, it's going to be tough for you to recover.
Quick recap, this was the scoring I had from last night. I had Corbin Slaga with 18, Jake Burns with 12, and Caden Lark finished with 12 as well. Then other players that contributed, Caden Slaga finished with 4. I should say Corbin Slaga at 18. Caden had 4. Landon Fouts finished with 6, 2 from Jack Farrell, 2 from Caden Young, 2 from Caleb Linton, and then Bryce Nelson at the buzzer of the first half was able to lay one in.
Yeah, well, Caden Young took a last-second shot. It was pretty far out on the floor, but you know, there were only a couple seconds left, and it just it landed in Bryce Nelson's hands, and Bryce made a nice reverse layup and it went in, and we were happy for him. They tried to convince me that they had worked on that in practice beforehand, but I didn't buy it. But it was really nice to see that happen for Bryce, and he works hard in practice every day as a JV kid, and you know, that's the reason he's been dressed in the last couple of games, because of his work ethic and practice. And so we were all, even the kids, were really happy for him for something like that to happen.
Yeah. Quick comment on the game against Kokomo last Saturday night. Tell me about the Wildcats and the challenge they present. I know they have the one big kid, but what else makes them a pretty good team?
Well, just their athleticism. Their guards are quick, and they were able to pressure us and force us into some turnovers. And then in the first quarter, we couldn't get near the rim, you know, obviously with the big kid. He had probably 14 blocks and 6 or 8 dunks against us. And he's doing that on a regular basis, you know, wasn't just against us. But, you know, at halftime, it was a 6-point game. We'd crawled our way back in and cut it to 3 early in the third quarter. And then, you know, again, just couldn't really get anything inside and had to settle for a lot of outside shots and some tough shots. Due to their defense. And so I think they're coming on. They're getting their second best player back in Spear. I don't know if he played last night, but he certainly is is getting healthy. And when they do, you know, they're going to be a tough out for a 4A opponent.
Yeah. Your next game is the 22nd. You're going to be down at Guerin Catholic. What about Guerin Catholic this year?
Guerin got off to a little bit of a slow start, but since then they've started playing some really good basketball. Coach Farrell went and scouted the other night and said that they're becoming a really good defensive team, and they play a great schedule. So they got to move in from Carmel, a 6'7" move in. So
When are you going to get a 6'7" move in from Carmel, Albert?
Well, that would be nice, and hopefully with all this growth that's coming into Lebanon and the new field house that we're putting in, and the new businesses that are coming into our community, hopefully we get some parents moving in here that are 6'10" and 6'11", and down the road somebody will benefit from that.
Coach Hendricks, to you and the kids, congratulations on the win last night again over Danville, 63-46, and good luck as you get ready for Guerin Catholic next week.
Thank you, Scott, and if I don't see you, Merry Christmas.
Very good. Again, Albert Hendricks with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk Lady Stars basketball with Hannah Kelly. She's on the way, and this is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.